We have Daniel Gott, the principal at Trenton Middle School, on the phone, as well as one of our National Spelling Bee participants, Titus Kotwitz, of Trenton in Northwest Missouri. And Daniel, how long have you been the principal there?
This is my fifth year as the principal at Trenton Middle School.
Have you known Titus for a little while then?
Yes. I've been familiar with Titus and his family for many years. We are a 5-8 building, so he's in seventh grade now, and he's been here since he was in fifth grade.
Okay, excellent. Well, I kind of wanted to first off just get the principal's perspective and talk about Titus and his accomplishment of being a participant in this Scripps National Spelling Bee. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to Trenton Public Schools and to the community of Trenton to have one of your very own students competing in the National Spelling Bee?
Well, we're extremely proud of Titus, to say the least. You know, that it's a heck of an accomplishment to make it as far as he had. You know, I always give the introduction when we do our local and county spelling bee, where we host the county bee every year as well. And one thing is just how difficult the bee itself is. And, you know, getting up there, you're kind of on an island by yourself, and going through that process is extremely difficult. And the preparation to be successful is also difficult. So, you know, Titus is a wonderful representative for our school district. He works very hard. He's a very intelligent young man. He comes from a wonderful family. And, you know, one thing Titus is impressive in a lot of ways, but I think the thing about Titus that I like the most is just how kind he is to his peers, the students here at school, and the faculty. And the community has very much embraced it. In fact, our Rotary had him come, and they invited him to a lunch, and then they actually put on a spelling bee where Titus went up against some of our local Rotarians and handled them pretty easily in a spelling bee that they had there.
Oh, that is so neat. So needless to say, it sounds like the whole community is getting behind Titus on this.
Absolutely. It's very, very exciting. You know, and even through the difficult times, you know, unfortunately for Titus, at this stage, he'd usually be going out to Washington, D.C. To compete in the bee. But unfortunately, with the pandemic, the first few legs of the National Bee are going to still be virtual. So he'll come to the school here. I will proctor those two rounds of the competition. And if he can get through those and become a finalist, he'd be able to go to Orlando, Florida for the finals.
So is this something that Titus has done over the last couple of years then? In spelling bees?
Yes. Titus won the county and local spelling bee as a fifth grader, and then was fourth place in the regional bee as a fifth grader. And then, did you make it to county? He was a participant in the county bee as a sixth grader, and then obviously won the local, county, and regional spelling bee this year. So he's been a part of it. His brother Malachi, who's in fifth grade, was also the local winner of the fifth grade spelling bee this year and competed against Titus at the county spelling bee.
Have any other Trenton students ever gone to a national bee before, to your knowledge?
Yes. It's been, boy, don't quote me on this, but I would say around 10 years ago or so, we had a student qualify for the national bee, but it's been at least 10 years.
So it's time. It's time for another.
It's time. You bet.
And is there something in the water in Trenton? You know, if you've had one qualify for a national bee before, and here you go again, what's so special about Trenton?
Well, you know, I would love to tell you that it is something that we're doing or something in the water here, but you know, this has everything to do with Titus, and you know, just he's been an avid reader his whole life, and he's just a naturally gifted young man, and you know, we'd love to take credit for it in some way or another, but this is this has very little to do with us and a whole lot to do with Titus.
Any final thoughts before we hand it over to Titus?
No matter what happens from here, I'm extremely proud of him. I hope he understands what really just an extreme honor it is to make it this far. He's one of few representatives across the country that's going to be doing this, and he's still got another year to even try after this. So the fact is, this is an amazing accomplishment, and we are just extremely, extremely proud and blessed to have him as a student here at Trenton Middle School. Okay, I'll give you to Titus here.
Okay. Just tell me, what word did you spell correctly to earn a spot in the National Spelling Bee?
My word was volition.
Volition. Spell that for me.
V-O-L-I-T-I-O-N.
Okay, I would have got that wrong. I thought it was a V-A, so it's V-O. Okay. I'm trying to learn about the spelling bee. Like, do the people from the spelling bee, do they give you guidance on how to prepare?
Sort of. They send out, like, some word lists.
So is it like a really thick list of lists you have to go through?
It's a couple pages. They have, like, different levels of, like, different grade levels of words and stuff. So they, like, go first to eighth.
Okay. So how much studying and preparing have you been doing for this?
I've not looked a lot at the word list and stuff, but I pick up stuff from, like, reading, like, novels and different stuff like that.
Are there certain books that you're really interested in? What's your favorite book? Do you have a favorite?
I have lots of different ones. I like books about, like, World War II and stuff like that.
So you like history? You like reading up on history?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. So what are you looking forward to most about the bee?
Well, I would just like to see how far I could get through, because I've never made it this far.
Yeah, I hear that you've been really progressing over the years. And are you, is your brother helping you to study, since he's kind of he's getting into the spelling realm as well?
No, not really. We kind of helped each other study when we were both in the competition for the county. But when he got edged out in the county and I went on, we kind of stopped.
So, with the kids at school, do they think it's pretty cool that you're doing this?
Yes.
Okay. So, when you took on the Rotary folks, when you went to Rotary, what was the word that you spelled correctly to beat all the Rotary folks?
Honestly, I don't remember. It was like probably a first, second, or third grade word.
Oh, it was like a piece of cake then, huh?
Yeah, the person who reads it off, she went from the list like in the first grade words and just went down the list like that.
Okay, I see. So when you look at the list that you've been given by the bee, tell me, like, some of the words that are on there. Do you remember?
Like, it can go from words like hunting, like, easy words like that, and then it can go to, like, really hard words, like Auf Wiedersehen, which I'm pretty German for goodbye or something like that.
You cut out on me there. What was the hard word? What were you saying about the hard word, and what was the name of it?
Like, one time it was, like, Auf Wiedersehen on there. I think it's German for goodbye or something like that. It was, like, the very last word at the end of the list one year. So it can go anywhere from, like, easy words you hear every day to, like, these foreign words that you had no idea existed.
I'm curious, if you've read kind of over the rules of the bee yet this year. I'm curious what those are like this year.
Kind of have read the rules, but we did a webinar a few weeks back with all the National Spelling Bee participants, and we talked about, like, the different rules and what to expect for the National Spelling Bee this year.
So what'd they tell you to expect?
Well, one thing, you have to have your hands in the camera the whole time. so they know you're not, like, looking it up on a phone or something like that. You got to have your hands, like, visible in the camera at all times. You've got to, like, do mic checks and stuff like that before you get into your round because it's virtual.
That's such a bummer that you can't go to Washington, D.C. for this, but hopefully you'll get to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
And that would be so awesome. Have you been to Disney World before?
Nope, I have not.
Okay. So do you have a, like, kind of a strategy going into the Bee that you plan to use in helping you to spell out your words?
Well, I like to ask for, like, alternate pronunciations of stuff to see, like, how other people could say it, to see how it could be spelled. And then I also think of, like, what I've seen from text and what this word kind of sounds like and how would it be worded out.
Okay, that's awesome. Have you been working to prepare for, like, the county, the regional, the district competitions, whatever they are? Have you been preparing, or did you just kind of go in kind of like whatever?
I did look at the word list for the county and regional, or not county and regional, the grade and county one, because I knew it wouldn't really help me, because the regional, like, they say that the words are on the list, but none of them are actually on the list. So you're kind of on your own when you get past county.
Titus, anything else you want to add that you haven't already said?
No.
Well, best of luck to you. We'll be listening to see how well you do. And thank you so much for your time today.